Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump indicates talks with Iran could resume over the next 2 days. Israel and Lebanon hold preliminary direct talks in Washington. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri meets German Foreign Minister Dr. Johann Wadephul in Berlin. Both countries agree to broaden and deepen cooperation across key areas. 250 people, including Rohingya refugees and Bangladeshi nationals, go missing after overcrowded trawler capsizes in Andaman Sea. And in chess, Uzbekistan's Javokir Sindarov wins FIDE Candidates Tournament to face D. Gukesh for the World Championship at end of this year. U.S. President Donald Trump has said negotiations between Washington and Tehran may restart in Pakistan within the next 2 days. In an interview, Mr. Trump said that something could be happening over the next 2 days and the U.S. is more inclined to go there. Meanwhile, diplomatic activities expanded to the Israel-Lebanon front. Israel and Lebanon held preliminary direct talks in Washington yesterday, hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The meeting marks the first direct diplomatic engagement between the two countries since the early 1980s, as both sides attempt to reduce tensions along the southern Lebanon border. We have more from a West Asia correspondent.
Diplomatic efforts across West Asia are gathering pace, with United States pushing parallel negotiations on two key fronts. Washington says talks with Iran could resume within days as both sides attempt to extend a fragile ceasefire and prevent further escalation around the Strait of Hormuz. At the same time, Israel and Lebanon have opened their first direct talks in decades in Washington, focusing on broader tensions and security arrangements in southern Lebanon. The United States is mediating both tracks in a coordinated attempt to stabilize multiple flashpoints across West Asia. While no immediate breakthroughs are expected, the simultaneous diplomatic engagement with Iran and between Israel and Lebanon signals a renewed push to prevent broader conflict from expanding further across the region. Vinod Kumar, Kashmani News, Mumbai.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said international law must be followed by all countries without exception, especially during rising global tensions and the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Mr. Guterres said there is no military solution to the crisis in the region and serious negotiations must resume. He said that the ceasefire must be preserved and extended as necessary.
There is no military solution to this crisis. Peace agreements require persistent engagement and political will. Serious negotiations must resume, and the ceasefire must be preserved and extended as necessary. International navigational rights and freedoms, including in the Strait of Hormuz, must be respected by all parties. It's time for restraint and responsibility. It's time for diplomacy over escalation. And it's time for a renewed commitment to international law.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has warned that the U.S.-Israel war with Iran could trigger an energy crisis of unprecedented scale, which may push the global economy towards recession. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the IMF said closure of the Strait of Hormuz or damage to key energy infrastructure could severely disrupt global oil and gas supplies. IMF Chief Economist Pierre-Oliver Gourinchas said that the world economy is facing another major shock, especially if the conflict continues. The U.S. military launched a strike on a boat accused of carrying drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean, killing 4 people in the 4th such attack announced in the past few days. The operation is the latest in a series of strikes on vessels that the Trump administration says were trafficking drugs in Latin American waters, a campaign that began more than 7 months ago and continues even as the military has been preoccupied with the Iran war. The latest strike brings the death toll to 175 since the operations began in early September. A powerful storm, Super Typhoon Sinlaku, hit the U.S. northern Mariana Islands this morning, causing major damage with strong winds and heavy rain. We have a report.
According to the U.S. National Weather Service, Sinlaku is the most powerful tropical cyclone on Earth this year. This violent Category 5 equivalent storm hit the Mariana Islands, especially the Saipan and Tinian, this morning with sustained winds around 240 km per hour. Nearby Guam also experienced strong winds and heavy rain, leading to flash flooding. Rescue efforts were difficult due to the dangerous conditions. Officials warned that the storm would continue for some time, and even after weakening, winds would remain unsafe. President Donald Trump approved emergency disaster declarations ahead of the latest storm for Guam and the Mariana Islands. Chirag Jha for World News.
This is Akashvani, and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met German Foreign Minister Dr. Johann Wadephul in Berlin, Germany yesterday. In a series of social media posts, the Indian Embassy in Berlin said both the countries agreed to broaden and deepen cooperation across key areas and reaffirm the importance of the vital relationship. During the meeting, the German Foreign Minister appreciated the steady progress in the India-Germany strategic partnership. Mr. Misri also co-chaired the India-Germany Foreign Office consultations with State Secretary of the German Foreign Office Dr. Geza Andre von Geyer yesterday. Mr. Misri and Dr. Geza Andre von Geyer also launched the logo commemorating 75 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Federal Chancellor of Austria Dr. Christian Stocker today arrived for his four-day official visit to India. He was received by Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khatse, at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India and Austria share warm and friendly relationship. He added that Chancellor Stocker's visit will impart further momentum to enhance India-Austria partnership. Around 250 people, including Rohingya refugees and Bangladeshi nationals, are feared missing after a trawler carrying them capsized in the Andaman Sea while reportedly attempting to reach Malaysia. We have more from a correspondent.
The vessel reportedly departed from Teknaf in southern Bangladesh and sank amid rough seas, strong winds and overcrowded conditions. The incident is believed to have occurred on April 9, though details remain unclear. So far, only 9 survivors have been rescued. According to the Bangladesh Coast Guard, they were spotted drifting at sea by a passing vessel and later brought to safety. Authorities said several of the rescued individuals are suspected of being involved in human trafficking. The UN agencies expressed deep concern over the tragedy, describing it as a stark reminder of the growing risk faced by Rohingya refugees undertaking dangerous sea journeys. They noted that prolonged displacement, deteriorating conditions in refugee camps, and limited access to education and livelihoods are pushing many to seek opportunities abroad through unsafe routes. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Spain's government has approved a plan to give legal status to about 5 lakh undocumented migrants, allowing them to be integrated formally into the workforce. We have a report.
The Spanish government's plan will offer a one-year renewable residence permit. To qualify, migrants must show they have lived in Spain for at least 5 months and have no criminal record. Applications will begin from tomorrow till the end of June this year. In a letter shared on social media, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez described this move as both an act of justice and a necessity for Spain. He said this is fair and necessary as migrants already contribute to society and are needed to support Spain's aging population and economy. Meanwhile, the opposition People's Party has criticized the plan, saying it may encourage more illegal migration. However, the scheme comes as many of Spain's European neighbors tighten controls on immigration. With Mayu's report, this is Subhadra for World News.
Moving on to sports and chess, Uzbekistan's Zavokir Sindarov won the FIDE Candidates Tournament after drawing his round 13 match up against Dutch Anish Giri in Cyprus. With this win, Sindarov will face D. Gukesh for World Championship at the end of this year. Sindarov drew the match against Giri with black pieces. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump indicates talks with Iran could resume over the next 2 days. Israel and Lebanon hold preliminary direct talks in Washington. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri meets German Foreign Minister Dr. Johann Wadephul in Berlin. Both countries agree to broaden and deepen cooperation across key areas. 250 people, including Rohingya refugees and Bangladeshi nationals, go missing after overcrowded trawler capsizes in Andaman Sea. And in chess, Uzbekistan's Zavokir Sindarov wins FIDE Candidates Tournament to face D. Gukesh for the World Championship at the end of this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.